So the first thing that people should do when a tornado is possible is they should absolutely make sure they have their weather radio on or they have television on to monitor what's going on. And they should heed those warnings early if there's any kind of a tornado warning or watch, because acting early can sometimes mean the difference between life and death.
What's on the American Red Cross tornado safety checklist as far as where one should go when a tornado's on its way?
So when you get those alerts, if you're in a home, you should go to your basement. If you don't have a basement, you should go to an inside room with no windows that can protect you from flying debris. A structurally sound building with a basement or an internal room to protect you is the first place you want to be.
What if you're driving in the car?
Now, if you're driving a car, it's a different scenario. And the old news used to be to get out of your car and get into a ditch. That is the significant change we found and made recommendations on in 2009, is that you shouldn't get out of your car and go to a ditch. You should stay in your car.
Because?
Because the ditch is a dangerous place. There's a lot of rain with any tornado, and that rain water will go into the ditch. So you run a risk of that as well. Any of the debris that's flying around sometimes tends to end up in the ditch. So heavy debris could come down on you in the ditch. And if you're in a car, you're going to be protected from both of those.
Fatalities and injuries come from what during a tornado?
The number one cause of fatality and injury is flying debris. With wind speeds of 150, 180 miles an hour, they're tossing lots of debris, 2x4s, windows, glass, etc., around at a very high rate of speed. And if you're outside in that, you're going to get struck by it.
What if someone lives in a mobile home? They don't have a basement.
A mobile home is the last place you want to be for a tornado, primarily because they're not structurally sound enough to withstand the winds of a tornado. So if somebody's caught in a mobile home, they should do one of two things. They should get into their car. Now, the next question they'll have is, can they drive to a structure that's stable enough to provide them the protection? If they can't, their best option at that point is to stay in their car, keep it running, put their seatbelt on, and get below the glass level. And by doing that, they should be very well protected, primarily because cars have been made now to withstand significant car wrecks, and the protection you get from those structural improvements will protect you in a tornado.
Dr. Donald LoCasto, Associate Professor at the University of Cincinnati's Department of Emergency Medicine, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, and for covering the story as well. It's an important one.